A. I think this is probably true. People in urban areas normally keep animals as pets. You know, they become members of the family, lifelong companions, even friends that you can confide in. I once heard somebody say, a pet is like a person with fur, which I suppose is true to a certain extent. In fact, I'm sure a lot of people get on better with their pets than with their friends and family. You even hear stories of people who burst into tears when their dog dies, but are relatively unmoved when an uncle or aunt passes away. Obviously, if you're a farmer, you have a completely different way of seeing animals. I suppose it's the other way round, really. They see an animal as a food source rather than a friend. Animals are kept as economic units for meat production and to provide us with dairy products. And I doubt whether there are many farmers who give their cows a name like pet owners do. After all, it's not very wise to give a name to an animal that you're going to eat, is it? It just wouldn't seem right. I'm not saying that farmers don't get attached to some of their animals, for example, their dogs. But I'm sure they have to work to pay for their keep, you know, rounding up sheep and things like that. They're not like the spoiled pets of city dwellers, that's for sure. B. Well, coming from a cat-loving family that has never had a dog, I can't really speak from experience, but I imagine the list is endless. One of the biggest problems is deciding who is going to be responsible for things like taking the dog for a walk. Unlike cats, dogs can't stand being locked up indoors. They need to relieve themselves, have regular exercise, and socialize with other dogs. This obviously means somebody has to take it to the local park, which can cause a lot of family arguments, especially on cold, rainy winter mornings. I think many people often regret getting a dog. That cute little puppy can create a lot of extra work when it becomes a full-sized dog. People also get dogs without realizing that it's a lifelong commitment. When you get a dog, it's important to bear in mind that you're going to have to look after it until it dies. And the average lifespan of a dog is about 12 years. You can't just get rid of it when the novelty of being a dog owner wears off. Then there's the problem of what to do when you go away on holiday. What on earth do you do with the dog? Somebody has to look after it when you're away. Dogs' homes are really expensive, and no friend wants to be lumbered with a homesick dog for a couple of weeks. These are just a few of the drawbacks of having a dog. I think I'll stick with cats myself. On balance, I reckon they're much less trouble.